The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
While both sides in the presidential race stake out positions on health care reform, the critical work of providing care to those in need continues. Regardless of their politics, patients continue to need and receive care, and much of that care is coming from the hands of nurses. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to talk about the state of nursing, both here in Wisconsin and nationally. Our guest is Sally Lundeen, Dean of UWM's College of Nursing. The college produces more nurses than any other college or university in the state of Wisconsin. Welcome, Sally. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, and it's a pleasure having you. How healthy is nursing these days? We hear so many stories, sometimes shortages, sometimes questions about pay. Where do you see the industry standing today?
Yeah. Well, I think that, first of all, your intro was excellent because we need to couch this in the framework that most care is given by nurses in the healthcare delivery system. And that means that we need to be sensitive to the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the profession. So thank you for that opportunity. Nursing as a profession is very healthy, but has faced challenges in the past, and I think increasingly faces challenges in the future. We are being looked at more seriously at the national level in terms of policy changes than I think we have been in the past. And the framework for much of the changes that are occurring in nursing these days has come from a relatively new report, The Future of Nursing, that was released in 2010, but was really a committee report out of the Institute of Medicine, chaired by Dr. Donna Shalala. We know Donna, of course.
We know her well, yes, UW-Madison.
Yes, yeah. Her chancellor role at UW.
And now University of Miami. Right?
Exactly. And in the middle there, she was the Secretary for Health and Human Services. So she was highly qualified to bring together and lead a group of folks that have given us a blueprint for the future. And I think that might be what we talk a little bit more about today.
Yeah. You know, thinking back to the experiences that we as individuals have with nurses, I suspect our listeners, if they're doing a quick flash frame of encounters with nurses, indeed recognize what you said a moment ago. They really are the ones who are hands-on. Doctors, physicians, of course, an essential part of the equation that produces healthcare. But when it comes to a lot of the things that literally touch us, it comes from nurses.
That's exactly right. That happens in many and increasingly different settings in healthcare delivery. It used to be that the vision of a nurse was in a white uniform with a cap, probably, traipsing down quickly the hall of a hospital unit. And that is still where
you saw that old movie that was on Turner Classic Movies, the same as I did.
Yes,
the other
exactly,
night, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about the nursing profession is the ability of individuals to expand their work into other non-hospital settings. And an interesting finding of a recent survey in Wisconsin is that we have just reached the tipping point, and now just over 50% of all nurses practicing in the state of Wisconsin work in non-hospital settings. So, as I describe the work of nurses, I want people to expand their vision to nursing on flight to life, in the air, in the community, in the schools, in churches as parish nurses, in long-term care and home settings, because actually the profession has grown in such a way that we provide services across the continuum.
Well, let's break it down a little bit for those of us who aren't in the healthcare profession. There are different types of nurses. So give us some definitions so we know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, thanks. The nursing profession over the years has evolved through a series of decisions about educational preparation. And early in this, in the last century, actually, nurses were pretty much all tied to the hospitals, and hospitals confirmed diplomas to nurses, and then they had some certification qualification exams. More recently, there have been multiple paths to that same licensure, one through work in the community colleges or the technical colleges here in Wisconsin, and the other path being through universities and colleges. So it is possible for one to be licensed as a registered nurse, both from what we call a two-year program, but those have really evolved into longer programs, and a four-year program, which sometimes also have evolved. So at two different levels. What happens beyond that is a series of, again, evolving opportunities at the graduate level. And I hope we have a chance to talk a little bit more about that as we go forward today. That's a very expanding area.
The report that you were talking about, the Institute of Medicine report on future of nursing, talked about making sure that nurses could practice to the full extent of their education and training. What does that mean?
Yeah. Particularly that pointed at issues related to graduate education. Nurses have also picked up a series of educational qualifications that allow them to do direct care, both with populations and one-on-one, particularly in primary care, that is true. So we have a group of nurse practitioners, or what we call advanced practice nurses, that are prepared to do clinical specialty work in a number of areas or direct patient care and primary care. Those groups in Wisconsin are very lucky, because our Nurse Practice Act and the scope of nursing practice in Wisconsin does allow those advanced practice nurses to operate to the full extent of their education and training. And in fact, as we look at a crisis in primary care, which is my area of expertise, where we're wondering if we'll have enough primary care physicians to carry the burden of or the load or the service load of primary care in the state, we have a solution right before us, and that is to expand the nurse practitioners in primary care, because they have been found through a whole series of very strong research studies to provide very effective and safe care to more than 90% of the population.
So what's holding it back? I mean, you know, the extent of training. I've actually used to teach a class in Cunningham, where the College of Nursing is located. And more than once, I've been outside a room waiting for things to start, and I am blown away by the level of detail, by the depth of the discussions that I hear in some of those lecture halls.
Yeah. You know, there's the healthcare industry has been labeled by a number of folks far wiser than me as the most change-averse industry in the nation. There's a group out of Harvard, actually, out of the Harvard Business School, that have a philosophy of disruptive innovation. And they speak to issues, not just in healthcare, but in their focus on healthcare, of solutions that already exist. In the pipelines, they specifically name nurse practitioners as one of them, and they indicate that it is an issue of adoption and understanding that this is an option to change and expand and firm up the healthcare system that is not taken up in the way that it should be. So these tend to be political decisions and economic decisions many times. I think that as we move forward, increasingly in Wisconsin, we're seeing partnerships with the medical schools. We're seeing partnerships and the nursing schools. We're seeing partnerships with healthcare organizations that are finding that both given the bottom line and the emphasis on patient quality and safety, that the uptake of nurse practitioners in greater numbers in all of these systems is going to be the coming trend.
So is the rub the relationship between the physician and the nurse, or is it the nurse and the healthcare system that that aren't quite in sync here?
I think that that those physicians that are working directly with nurse practitioners are our greatest advocates. I think that the issue is more adoption more broadly, so that the physician groups that have practiced in certain ways for decades understand the new reality and the opportunity to really expand the work both inside and outside hospital settings in a way that benefits patients and families. So I believe that there's a lack of understanding about the positive impact of a new innovation. And again, in an industry that has been very slow to change, and we've seen a lot of talk about that in the last few years nationally, this is just one of the areas that needs to be moved forward quickly on the policy agenda.
Well, to be honest, none of us are always crazy about change and control, you know, or perhaps the seeming loss of control is probably also in play here.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, again, that the way in which I view advanced practice nurses is as a complementary role to physicians, not as a substitutive role for physicians. At UWM, the work that we do to educate our nurse practitioners is certainly to have them technically proficient to do one-to-one care at a very high level. And that really, in many ways, is medical care, whether or not it's provided by a physician or a nurse. But our curriculum is also very strong in areas of care coordination and health promotion and the kinds of activities with families and communities that really support and expand the one-to-one work. That's an area where nursing has been actually much stronger than medicine. And I think we have been working collaboratively along with our medical colleagues at times to sort of bring them along in those areas as they are working with us to improve the hands-on one-to-one care.
You know, not a day goes by that you're not watching TV or listening to the radio or picking up the paper and you hear about some new medical breakthrough. Something else has been discovered, either in terms of the cause of a condition or a disease or a treatment. How do nurses keep up with all of this?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're working at very hard is both not just keeping up with it, but also generating new knowledge. So it's both the generation of new knowledge that affects nursing practice and the dissemination. On the dissemination side, I think that we're moving forward with all sorts of online and more accessible journals and reports and knowledge dissemination that gets hopefully back to the nurses at the point of care through information systems that we're developing that actually push knowledge to the bedside nurse or the nurse in the community. I am thrilled to report a good example of some of this work. We just received information this week that we have been funded. Dr. Polly Ryan at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee College of Nursing has just received a $2.3 million NIH grant to move ahead the science of self-management. And we have an NIH-funded self-management science center, one of few in the country. And her work is using e-health, a cell phone application to allow people who are being managed through chronic disease situations to use an app on their cell phone to actually improve their health. So I think it's a push. It's a push of information to practitioners. It's also a push of information to clients that we have the opportunity to build here.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio, Sally Lundeen. Sally is the dean of the College of Nursing at UWM, the place that produces more nurses each year than any other college or university here in the state. Sally, you have a really interesting background. You talked about your interest in primary care. You really started on the front line, didn't you, in some of the work that you did, I believe, in Chicago?
Yes, that's true. And it's still a real passion of mine. As a young master's prepared nurse, I was given the opportunity to take over and administer a free clinic in the Chicago area in a Hispanic community. And over the course of my 8-year tenure there, quite a few of those years I actually commuted from Milwaukee, actually, because I was so dedicated to that environment. We were able to build that into the largest federally funded health center in Chicago at that time. We had 10 different sites. And that model actually was a 2-to-1 ratio, nurse practitioners to physicians. And our quality and our level of care was better than most and secondary to none. And it is a model that I have brought to Milwaukee and plays out in our community nursing services here. We have 2 community nursing centers, one in the Lindsay Heights community at House of Peace, and one on the northwest side at the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center, serves West Lawn Housing Authority and the surrounding communities. Those community nursing centers or nurse-managed health centers are allowing us to educate the next group of nurses and colleagues from other professions about how care in the community can be provided.
Well, and they also provide critical care that otherwise would not be delivered, right?
That's true.
I mean, that's really one of the
big populations pluses that we serve, and that was true in Chicago as well, are largely uninsured, who have limited access to care elsewhere. And I will once again say that in both of the CNCs and also the center that I ran in Chicago, at least 70% of the care, in addition to what we do direct in the exam room, is, again, health promotion, disease prevention, capacity building in the community, and coordination of care. And I think that's what makes our model unique. I actually was given the opportunity recently to interact with the head of the Health Resources Bureau Administration from the United States government and share with them this model and push hard for additional funding for settings, training settings that allow both physicians and nurses and others to explore ways to coordinate care and prevent the need for intense medical care in environments just like ours.
I began the program talking about the big debate over health care reform. And while this is a program focusing on nursing, not on politics, I got to ask you, is the nursing profession, have they staked out a position one way or the other on some of these big issues of where our healthcare system should be going?
Absolutely. I will refer back to the Future of Nursing report that I mentioned when we began. This Institute of Medicine report had 4 basic tenets, and one of them was that nurses should be full partners in the redesigning of the healthcare system. And in that regard, again, places like UWM and others are not only generating new knowledge, but disseminating what we've known for a long time in terms of care and moving our agenda onto the national stage as well as the local and state level so that we can move this broader definition and function of nursing forward. I would say that the other thing that that the debate has been about is not just numbers of nurses, but what the ratio of nurses is in terms of higher education. This was a number that was pushed in the IOM study. They actually threw down the gauntlet and made a huge challenge to us, which was that by the year 2020, which I feel like is just around the corner, that 80% of all nurses would have at least a baccalaureate degree. Now, you know that that's a big deal because in Wisconsin, we're at just about 60% now. So in a few years, to move that up is going to require excellent and aggressive partnership between the tech colleges and the university system to make the ability for a seamless transition from this ADN or two-year program through BSN. I am heartened that the federal government is pouring some resources into taking a look at models like that. And again, recently we have begun a partnership with the Wisconsin Investment Board, the Workforce Investment Board here in Milwaukee, that I think will allow us to work with MATC and other tech schools in the area to put someone from the university on the ground, educate nurses about the best way to transition right away. Only 17% typically finish a BSN. So get them in, maybe dual enroll them at the same time and push them through with some tuition support to a BSN level in a fast track mode.
And the benefit for the consumer, for that person who walks into the clinic or into the medical offices, doctor's practice, what difference will it make to have that nurse smarter?
Yeah. Again, well, maybe not smarter, but differently prepared, because there are some really smart students that we're bringing in from the tech colleges. But we add to their basic training, information, and work in the sciences. We add to that a heavy focus on leadership, some additional work in settings that are beyond the hospital, and actually move them to a point where critical thinking and decision making across a lot of different venues is part of their skill set. So we understand. We in the university system understand the need for many to start in the tech school system for issues of finance and others. But I think what we need to be better about is transitioning them quickly between the two systems. And nursing in this state has a great history of collaboration. And I am hopeful that Wisconsin actually will be a leader in the nation in this regard.
The healthcare systems themselves, are they supportive of this?
Absolutely. We are discussing with a couple of the major systems in town a mechanism that would allow them to provide either some additional tuition support or some release time from paid release time from work to allow people to actually have the time to study. These are nurses with very complicated lives. They have families. They probably have parents that they're dealing with as well. They're working frequently full time. And then to add in a fast track academic, high level academic program is asking a lot. So I think if the systems are willing to partner with us, and they have done so before to get people to the master's level, I'm very hopeful that we can replicate what we've done in the state with getting people from a BSN to a master's degree to a fast track for RN to BSN.
And
it would be exciting.
And at the end, it's all important because we're all getting older.
As
you take a look at the aging population,
exactly.
You know, whether we need more health care now, today, or not is really immaterial.
Right.
By 2020 or 2025,
yep.
More of us will be in that system or in the situation where we're going to require more assistance, and that means more help in the offices that we visit.
No kidding. And I will just point out the fact that nurses are aging at the same rate as everybody else. So it was sobering to note in our recent survey that up to 20% of all the nurses in the state report that they're moving out of direct primary care in the next 2 to 4 years, which means that we not only need more nurses, but we need more nurses prepared in different ways, because the workforce is going to become the aging population that you just described. So we have we started at the top of the hour. How healthy is nursing? Healthy as a profession is growing and strengthening, but our challenges, because of the demographics and because of the healthcare reform issues, are increasing as well. I think UW Milwaukee and our colleagues are up to the task.
You talk about the nurses that are moving beyond or out of primary care. Is it burnout? Is it just too much?
No, they're old. We're all aging. No, I think that actually it's not just that they're moving out of primary care. They're moving out of all areas of care because they're able to retire.
Okay.
They've worked hard for many, many years, and the demographics of Wisconsin is that the population is aging. So we can't forget that that population also includes nurses. So my apologies to my colleagues out there. If they could see me, they'd know that that old comment applied to me as well. But I think it's not because people are unhappy with their work experience. It's just that they are ready to move to the next chapter.
By the way, Sally looks terrific. So if this were TV, you would know. But let's talk about the students who are just entering the field. What's the profile of a student walking in today? And is that any different from a nursing would-be student 10, 20 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing more and more students come to us as a second career choice, so that we have programs in place that bring people in, and our group of students is fantastic. We've had people from law and business and engineering and English teachers and social workers and a whole cadre of folks who have decided that what their real passion is nursing, and they come in and get a second degree in nursing, and we fast track them through. They bring a wealth of experience to their studies in nursing, and a real challenge, a wonderful challenge to their faculty. So that group is older and more mature. In fact, the graduates from our what we would call our traditional undergraduate program graduated about 26 years of age. Our older students are more likely to be in the mid-30s to hire. And many of the individuals that we were talking about that fast-track through from the or not so fast track at the moment through from the tech systems graduated about 37 years of age with a baccalaureate degree. So we have a different look from an age standpoint. Nursing in Wisconsin is still largely a white profession. We're concerned about that. We have a focus on moving more and more nurses into nursing, and are reaching out to minority populations to try to get them into programs at a higher rate, and also smiling upon those that are coming back that are from the minority community and trying to assist them to move through quickly.
Because there is a fair amount of science connected to the course of study in nursing, I suspect that you folks are as big of a champion for greater STEM education, science, technology, engineering, math, in the K-12 system as anybody, right?
Yes. We're strong advocates and are there to work with our partners in engineering and the natural sciences, the basic sciences, to move science to a higher level of importance in K-12. We do the advantage of our community nursing centers is that we live in communities and spend a lot of time with young people on the ground. And the strongest message that we give to them is the need for education, and that it can't start at the university level. It must start at the high school level and below.
Well, and especially hearing you describe that it's really sort of a lifelong learning process.
Absolutely.
And even just because you get your nursing license or your nursing degree doesn't mean you're done studying then. You got to be learning all the time.
Absolutely. And I think that's a message that we need to share more widely. And I was, before we wrap up here, would just like to have anybody that's listening today that's interested in more information about nursing or how they might apply for a program. It's no longer just nurses that we're talking to. They should feel free to call the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee College of Nursing. They can contact me directly, and I would be glad to get them to where they need to go.
Sally Lundeen, a great champion for nursing, the dean of our College of Nursing at UWM, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. Thanks, Sally.
Thanks for having me.
Take care, everybody. That's all the time we have for this week, but we'll see you next week at the same time. Have a good week. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet the faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.